Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod.
Ciao, everyone. My name is Marco.
And my name is Catherine. And Marco, today we have a lesson about a couple different things. Mostly, though, smoking and gyms.
Yeah, they always go together. But we have to say it's a newbie lesson.
It is a newbie lesson, so we're going to have some really great, important, useful stuff in here.
We have to say that otherwise you could sue us, actually.
Really?
Yes, for lack of specification in your intros. Now it's time to give you a key phrase, a key word, that is, che corsa.
Che corsa. So that means, what a run. This is something we'd say after we've been running. What a run.
Che corsa.
All right, so listen up to this dialogue. You'll hear it three times, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about it.
Dialogue. First time. Che corsa!
E che sudata!
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumo una sigaretta.
Dialogue, second time. Che corsa!
E che sudata!
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumo una sigaretta.
Dialogue, third time. Che corsa!
E che sudata!
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumo una sigaretta.
And we are back. So, Marco, I think we've got two people here who are exercising, yeah?
Yeah. They've been running. They've been running for a lot, I think. Well, certainly for me it would be a lot anyway. And they just stopped, and one guy, what does he do? He feels the urgent need for
a cigarette.
Nicotine.
All right, well, let's translate this line by line before we get into the details here.
Che corsa?
What run?
Che corsa?
What a run.
Che corsa? E che sudata?
And what sweat?
E che sudata!
And what a sweat!
E che sudata! Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Yes, now I smoke a cigarette.
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Yes, now I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta. Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumi una sigaretta?
A cigarette? After this run you smoke a cigarette?
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumi una sigaretta?
A cigarette. After this run you're going to smoke a cigarette?
Una sigaretta. Dopo questa corsa fumi una sigaretta?
Gross. All right, so first of all, I think we've got to talk about this construction at the beginning. We've got what a run and what a sweat. They've had a great workout today, right?
Che corsa. Che sudata.
Che corsa. Che sudata. So che means like what a or how. So we've got what a, and then we can throw a noun at the end there. So corsa, like what a run. Sudata, what a sweat. That's great.
I can even say che sigaretta.
Che sigaretta, what a cigarette.
Special cigarette.
And normally this the implication is that it's quite a positive thing. So what a cigarette. Well, but you can also have a negative thing too at the end.
It could be something that surprised you, or at least not something that was like worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Che tragedy.
Yes.
All right. And so moving along, we've got the one verb here that we're talking about. And this is, you know, appropriate for the gym. Smoking. So who's smoking here? How do we know? Because there's no pronoun, right? He says, sì, adesso.
Fumo una sigaretta.
Fumo tells us that I am smoking, right? So I smoke. Fumo. Remember, in Italian, you don't have to use the pronoun to say who's doing something because it's kind of contained within that verb. So make sure you pay attention to how verbs are conjugated. It's very important.
Yeah, like in the second, the following sentence, actually the guy asks, fumi una sigaretta.
So fumi, fumo. These are two different conjugations of the same verb. So we've got I smoke, fumo, and you smoke, you singular. So you, Marco, fumi. All right, so we've got fumo and fumi. And we're talking about sigaretta, right? So cigarette. La sigaretta. We could say una sigaretta, a cigarette. Or we could say questa sigaretta. So we've got all sorts of ways of describing which cigarette. So which cigarette, Marco?
Questa.
This one, all right. This cigarette. Io fumo, I smoke, fumo. You smoke, fumi. What are we smoking? Sigaretta. Una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta.
All right, so let's listen to this three more times, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about sports in Italy.
Dialogue. First time. Che corsa!
E che sudata!
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumi una sigaretta.
Dialogue, second time. Che corsa!
E che sudata!
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumi una sigaretta.
Dialogue, third time. Che corsa!
E che sudata!
Sì, adesso fumo una sigaretta.
Una sigaretta? Dopo questa corsa fumi una sigaretta.
So Marco, are gyms very popular in Italy? What kind of athletic things do people do?
Yeah, I would say the gym is pretty popular among 20 something years old and over. But when we are like kids, we have this thing of, you have it, right? That the courses that you have to do, that your mother...
PE class.
No, I mean outside school.
Oh, well, I guess it depends.
In Italy, you know, like the school, you only go in the morning, right? And leaves a lot of time for your like private life. So it's up to you or your mother to decide what you want to study. Like it could be, you know, instruments or sports and whatever.
So and, what sports did you do?
Well, I did all of them.
Like how all of them?
No, because my mother insisted that I should do some sport because I was young. So every year I had to do some classes, some courses, and I was like, yeah, I don't really like. Oh, why don't you try judo? Oh, yes. And I did judo, and I did ice skating, and I did swimming, then I did basketball. I did all of them. I know the basics of all the sports. Then
all right.
When I grew up, I decided that sports were not my thing, so I gave up. I quit sports.
All right. So you never played football, though?
No, of course, that's one thing worth mentioning, like football, soccer, however you call it, is something that you play like in the parks, in the street with friends. So it's
not necessarily like America, everyone has a little team and they go out on Saturdays, mom and dad come to watch and you have a little...
There is also that, but if you just go to a park, you know, and you meet the other kids and just play. People play football everywhere, even when I was in Venice, I used to go and play with the kids.
Which I imagine could be very problematic because, you know, park, canal, building, bridge.
Yeah. It was in a square, actually. Yeah, even more problematic.
All right, great. Well, if you have any questions or comments, listeners out there, please do post them on our site at italianpod.com. We'd like to hear any stuff you have, questions about this particular lesson or others that we've got. And if you want to email us, we have an email.
We have an email. This is italianpod@praxislanguage.com, where you can write all your ideas and advice and, you know, all your experiences about sports. And I'm telling you that since I'm a white belt in judo. So you can trust me.
All right. So that's it for all of us here at Italian Pod. Ciao, tutti.
Ciao.